We're going to bring on assistant basketball coach Matt Zimmerman. Coach, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. On the road today, trying to do a little recruiting and trying to get ready for the Auburn Tigers all at the same time.
I hear you, Coach. Well, you've got a legend in the studio, and I'm not talking about Matt Jones. We're talking about the one Tommy Smith.
Hey, Coach, wow, I just want to say one thing. I know things are not going on the road well for you this year, but today is not a good day to be on the road, period.
It's not.
I don't know where you are, but it's not in Little Rock.
Nasty.
It's raining.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm in Dallas, and it's it's actually a little bit cooler here. I had on just a Razorback polo when I got off the plane, and I had to dig in my bag pretty quick. Of course, we don't ever check any luggage. We just carry on little stuff, and I pulled out my Razorback jacket pretty quick. It's kind of cool down there in Texas.
Well, I'm going to leave the heavy-duty stuff, the heavy lift of these guys. It's an honor to coach, to talk to you. And
thanks.
You will win two games on the road this year. There you go.
Well, I appreciate that confidence, Tommy, and we're going to do our best to do that.
I'm going to will you to one. Matt's going to will you
That's
to
right.
one.
That's right.
Somebody
okay.
already picked Auburn.
Yeah.
Acre, I think.
Yeah, picked
yeah,
Auburn.
Yeah.
Good
it,
luck,
it,
Coach.
It would be nice. Coach, and real quick, are you going to eat anywhere good down there in Dallas? To not go a basketball question, but where are you going to eat at down there?
I usually eat pretty good down here. I love all this little Tex-Mex that they have, and I have a few different spots that I like to hit. And I got 6-8. I'm going to be watching a game tonight pretty late, I think, and it's senior night at the school I'm going to, so they told me it'd probably drag out pretty late. And then I got to get to Auburn, so I'll have a 4 a.m. wake up and a 6 a.m. flight and go to Atlanta, and then Atlanta over to Columbus, Georgia, and then make the drive. So I probably won't get too much of a relaxed meal tonight, but there's a lot of spots down here to do it.
Man, after my own heart with the Tex-Mex, I like it.
Yeah,
Papa Do's. All you got to do is find a Papa Do's.
Mm. You can't beat Papa Do's. I'll hit somewhere. You know, there's so many places right along the interstate, and I'm gonna hit a couple schools here today, and then tonight I'll run into a place tonight before I head to that game.
Coach Z, obviously this is another team that you guys have faced already this year. You beat them in double overtime at Bud Walton Arena. But we know about the struggles on the road. You head back on the road tomorrow. The team will leave tonight. Just the mindset of these guys, and I know that you coaches, you don't know how to put a finger on what is going on in their heads, but it's got to be mental, doesn't it?
I think some of it is mental. We've been, you know, getting beat, though. And that comes down to physical playing, and but you also got to be mentally tough and prepared every time you go out there, and you got to know it's a dogfight. And, you know, like South Carolina, I don't remember what the score was, maybe 15-3. And we're feeling pretty good. The kids are playing really, really. We had great focus that whole trip. There wasn't hardly anybody smiling. I mean, they were so focused for that game. We're up 15-3, and you're feeling pretty good. And, you know, they've called a couple timeouts, and you're thinking, okay, we're going to find a way today and break through. And then when they made a run, it was like we just shut it down, and they beat the brakes off of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to be mentally tougher than that on the road. And so, obviously, it's a challenge for us. And, you know, we had a pretty good practice yesterday. I think we're just trying to really hammer them on doing the little things better right now. And there's a lot of little things we have to improve upon if we want to win. And home or on the road. And so we've been focusing, really trying to hit them on the little things. And at the same time, we got to keep their confidence up, because it is not the most confident team. You know, I mean, this program, I don't know, in 11 years, it's been maybe 3 or 4 NCAA tournaments, no NIT. It's been the most confident team in the world, you know. And so we have to really, you know, keep their heads up, because you don't want them to get their heads down, or you're gonna get beat all the time. And so we really want them to, as a staff, we're very confident. Coach Anderson thinks we're going to win every game, all the time. And so we're just really trying to keep our guys' heads up so that they can stay focused on trying to win a basketball game.
And, Coach, I guess do you try and keep the same routine that you use on the road when you're going through a stretch like this? Or do you don't want to push the panic button and try and change things up drastically, because then the players are going to say, they're changing things up. We must be doing something wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. And we have, you know, we do change things up a little bit. And we've tried different things. You know, we practice here. We got the luxury of flying charter. So we like them to go to school all day. and then we make it out of school, practice, and then travel. You know, we've kind of maintained that. We've actually tried to, you know, go if there are floors available, practice at their place the night before, which is what we used to do, like at UAV when we flew commercial. You had to plan so much further ahead on getting there. And, you know, we've changed up some meals and things like that, but, you know, that's all minor stuff. That stuff's not going to – that isn't going to do it. You know, you got to be able to play. You got to go out on the floor and bust your tail and find a way to win the ball game, and that's the biggest thing. But, yeah, you know, trying to make some little adjustments, but nothing drastic. And, you know, we really just got to keep our guys' confidence up. We want them to – I think they felt like going at Vanderbilt that we would find a way to win that game. And – just because you beat them at home, that don't mean nothing. Zero. Nothing. That don't mean anything. It's a whole new game. It's 0-0. You know, we get to start up 23 points ahead at Vandy. They didn't let us do that. It was 0-0, and they had a good crowd, and they were fired up, and they wanted to beat us.
Do you think maybe, Coach Zimmerman, it was overconfidence with that Vanderbilt game because of what happened at home when you played them? They scored 11 points in the first half, and then the way the guys were able to dismantle Florida on Tuesday night, that maybe they were a little overconfident going into Nashville?
And maybe also youth, because you've talked about no seniors on that team, but maybe overconfidence. But is it a little bit of the youth also?
Well, I don't know. I never like to talk about youth because I'm a believer that if a dog's going to bite, he's going to do it when he's a pup. You know, and Matt Jones was a darn good football player as a freshman. You know, you can't worry about that. They got to go out there and play no matter how old they are. But at the same time, you know, hope to goodness we weren't overconfident because we had not won a road game. So if anybody was overconfident, that's real bad. But, we talked to our team after the game on Saturday. Were we overconfident? And to a man, they were like, no, coach, you know, we weren't. We knew this was going to be a hard game. And so, we can't put our finger on it. I know when you go out on that road, you got to be tougher than you've ever thought about being at home. You got to dig deep down. It's hard, you know. You got to do things because they're gonna, like the other night, we played good defense through a whole possession. They worked it to the top of the key, and Cheater number 21 put a key bank in a 3-pointer. You know, and that's still when it was still a close game in the first half. That's gonna happen a lot of times. You can't let that bother you. You got to say, I expect him to make that shot off the backboard from the top of the key. You know. Now we're going to go down and we're going to do something like that. And that's the mindset you have to have on the road if you want to win a basketball game.
Yeah, you're right. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Saying the little things.
You can't worry about that.
You got to do the little things, right? Coach, real quick, I want to just talk about who is the leader in the clubhouse, because I'm not up there for practices and watching right. everything. And who is the leader that the team rallies around, the guy, really?
Well, I'd say the guy for us, the guy they listen to and the guy that's vocal and is Kiko. You know, and Kiko's a 5'8", you know, kid on an academic scholarship that, you know, he can't grab the rim. You know, he gives you every single thing he has got every day. And now he's been playing good this season. Those guys listen to him. And he's a tremendous student, and they have a lot of respect for him. And Marshawn, they do listen to Marshawn. He's the oldest guy. And, you know, he's a fourth-year junior. He's the kind of guy that when you do go on the road, although he had one year he redshirted and only played two games, it's his third full season of playing. And so you hope that he can rely on some experiences and some things that he's been through that will help you, you know, and that's important. So I guess those two guys, especially Kiko, because he's vocal, and it's hard for him. They can't pass. They can't pass on him because he brings it every single day, and now he's playing, and he's a bit of the rotation. You know, he was our best. He was 3-for-3 from the three the other day. He was our best guard on the floor at Vanderbilt.
Coach B.J. Young obviously is a guy that's very, very talented, can get to the hole, but shooting his set shot, it just looks so flat. What type of drills can you do with a player like that to try and get them out of that flat shot to try and get a little more arch onto it?
One thing we've been trying to do is we got a little bit of a break on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we try to bring him in the morning and a break of classes. We've just been trying to get him a lot of extra shots. And BJ doesn't really like to shoot on the gun, but I think the couple three-pointers he made against Florida and some of the shots he has made this year have come from the result of times he's been there too often shooting on the gun. The gun's a great shooting device, and it makes you shoot with a lot of arch. And you get, if you shoot it flat like he does have a tendency to do most of the time, it's going to land right into the front of that net. And so that makes him shoot it up high. Now, he hates the gun now. I mean, he's not a fan of it. But we've spent a lot of time trying to get him to buy into that, and a lot of it's mental. With him last year, his mindset was, I'm an attacking guard. I'm getting to the basket. Oh, okay. Now you want to back 8 feet off of me? Well, I'm going to throw this shot on you. Now this year he's more of a, I don't really know what I'm going to do right now, but I guess I'll shoot this, and hopefully it'll go in. And you can't be that way. I mean, you got to be a beast out there. You got to feel like, you got to be in attack mode. And he's an attacking, aggressive offensive player when things are going good for him.
Yeah. You can't think out there. And you're right. If it is a little mental, if he's thinking about it, it's never good. I know, like, when I would go somewhere in my first year or the first couple games, you're kind of thinking a little bit until you kind of get into the rhythm. I did notice in the Vanderbilt game, he made some good drives early in the game when he got in and dished the ball off a couple of times. And one, Hunter Mickelson dribbles the ball when he's right down there instead of just going straight up with it strong. A couple other times the guys were not able to finish too. What about that? How do you get these guys to be a little more physical?
Matt, were you in our film session yesterday? I mean, you sound just like us. I'm telling you, you must have talked to your old teammate, T.J. Cleveland, on the phone last night. You're exactly 100% right. And I think all of us in general did not think B.J. had a very good game based on watching it and based on, the stats coming out of the game. And then we're watching the film, and it's exactly what you said. In the first half, there's three or four occasions he drives. He breaks people down off the dribble. When he got around people, the other four guys from Vanderbilt were in the paint. And he made some very good kicks. He made a real good dump down to Hunter, and he made a nice little dish to Cody one time. They just either fumbled it or they turned it over or they missed the shot. And he had another time he came off of a pick-and-roll play that we ran. He got deep. They collapsed on him. He stopped without charging, kicked it out to Mike Qualls for a beautiful 15-footer. Missed it.
Yeah.
And, BJ did some things, and he's by far our leader in assists. His turnovers have gotten much better than they were last year. And he's doing a lot of good things. Coach harps on him, I'm talking about every day, about his defense, because he's not a great defensive player. And we have to harp on him, because the way we pressure, and this, Matt, all five guys got to be swarming. And if one guy's not, he's the pressure relief. He's the guy they throw to. This man's the guy they get to because you're not up there. He's gotten better at all that stuff. It's just his shot's gone south on him, and now he spends a lot of time thinking about it. It's hard to make it when you're just so worried about missing every shot.
I agree with you as far as defense. It seemed like a few times Powell was standing straight up a little bit instead of bending, and a couple of those fouls were not Marshawn's fault. I know I believe Clark did not block out on a play, and then Gully gets in trouble trying to go around a screen and kind of leaves him where he does foul. What about
again? You're in the film session.
I'm just watching the game.
Ricky got beat off of a drive in the first half, and had a bad closeout, and he got around Ricky and the guy, and Marshawn had to come help, and he fouled. But in basketball, especially pressure defense, whether it's in our matchup or in man to man, when you're pressuring, guys are going to get beat off the dribble sometimes.
Right.
And you got to go help. You have to leave your man. We try to teach our guys you got 1.5 men. Beat that guy, but then you also got to be able to play defense without fouling. And sometimes you're going to foul, but when you're probably our best player and you are by far our most experienced player, we can't have you getting three fouls in 3.5 minutes of playing time in the first half.
You want them aggressive fouls. It's kind of like in football. You don't want a false start from an offensive lineman, but if he's holding a guy trying to block him, that's an aggressive foul. You don't want the ticky-tacky. And real quick, B.J. Young going to the bench. I like how he has responded and his confidence as far as he could have been a downer, as far as he gets demoted. He's not a captain, not starting, but yet he is still playing at a very high level, even coming off the bench.
Good good point, and he really has. He's handled it very well. It was coming out of the Alabama game. Coach was low down on him, especially on defense, and we played, you know, 36 hours later against Tennessee, a good win for us, and I think he has 25 points off the bench in that game, and his attitude was wonderful, and you know, been really, our guys' attitudes have been pretty good, and you know, they want to win. You know, it's not like, I know everyone's frustrated, but it's not like they're walking out there saying, oh, golly, we're on the road, we're going to take a whooping. That is not what they're wanting to win. They're doing what we ask them to do. We had a pretty hard practice yesterday, and 7 or 8 guys stayed for a long time afterwards, getting extra shots, shooting. I mean, that's a team that still wants to win. If they checked it in and were done, they wouldn't be doing that. And we got a lot of guys that want to win. BJ has given us what he's got, and he's one thing about BJ, and I tell him this all the time, when you're flying to that basket and dunking it like you can do, we ain't got to worry about that 3-point shot. You ain't even got to think about that, because right. He never misses dunks. Hey, up and down that floor. You play up tempo. You be free. Don't worry about it. Don't overthink. Just play. And as you get open, knock the shot down. You've made many 3-pointers in your career. And so we just got to stay on him. But we really want to be positive with these guys. And we want them to keep their heads up, keep their confidence up. It's very important to this team for that to happen.
Coach, we've got a couple of questions on our Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. Lennon Sherwood wants to know if you all have considered starting Kiko to have some leadership on the floor along with Marshawn Powell.
Yeah, that Lynn, I guess you said it's a good question, and we've talked about that about after every game. And Coach loves what Kiko brings us off the bench, which is instant energy and intensity and a smart player. And Kiko could care less what role he's in, whether it's starting or whatever. We just like what he gives to us coming off that bench. And so we still got 8 games. A lot can happen. He may start the next one. You never know. But we have thought about that. We've talked about it a lot. Coach has talked about it. Coach Watt, we've all really put our 2 cents in on that. We just feel very good with what Kiko's giving us right now.
And then Scott in Little Rock wants to know, obviously, you're always recruiting. It's a never-ending, I guess, job. If you are looking at JUCO recruits to help next year, what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Kobe Bryant or anything along those lines of those guys that can come in. We recruit high school. We do recruit some junior college. Not, you know, we have Cody Clark this year, who is a very good junior college at Lawson State, which is in Birmingham, Alabama. So I myself love to recruit junior college. I think they come in and they're hungry and motivated. They only got 2 years. They're going to give you everything they got for 2 years. You just have to be very careful that you get the right kind, and they've got to have good character. And they've got to be kids that will fit into your program. And so, because they know they've got 2 years. So they're usually wanting to come in and help and play. And so you have to be very careful of what you do. If you've got several big guys, and all of a sudden you go recruit a JUCO big guy, he can't beat out the ones you got, then you have problems. So you've got to be very careful. One thing with, I know people in Arkansas don't know because we haven't yet, but at UAB we had great success with junior college players. We had an NBA player that we got out of the JUCO ranks named Donnell Taylor. He had a brother, twin brother named Ron L. Taylor. Were great players for us. In Missouri we had very good success with junior college players. And so we do like to recruit in the junior college some.
Coach, about 10 seconds. What concerns you with Auburn tomorrow night?
I think they're a hungry team. They're extremely motivated. They were very high on their team coming to Fayetteville. We had a great game with them 2 overtimes that we were able to win. And they feel like that it's their time to beat Arkansas. I know that they're extremely motivated. They kind of went on a losing streak after that game. And so they had a big win against Alabama. I think Auburn's going to be very, very motivated. That's why we got to be just as motivated or more to go in there and beat them.
Coach, safe travels, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, Trey, Matt, thank you all very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach.
Having us on.